In Musnad Ahmad, there's a hadith. Hazrat Sahal, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the dhikr of Allah, it is immensely greater than if we equate the amount spent in the path of Allah. In another hadith, it is stated that to think for a moment is greater than 70 years of worship. 70 years of worship is greater than that. Just to think for a moment, just for a moment, to ponder for a second, to think. Now this thinking, what does that mean? To think, to ponder with your heart, to remember Allah with your heart. This is called dhikri qalbi or maraqaba. So when a person with his heart does the dhikr of Allah, the method that we explain regularly, this is called maraqaba. Silently, the tongue is not moving, and without any audible volume, with the tongue of the heart, inside the heart, Allah, 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 to say this. There's no volume, nothing can be heard. And this is defined as thinking, to think and do the dhikr of Allah, maraqaba, doing dhikr qalbi. That's what this dhikr is termed. So this dhikr, the speciality of it is that many darajat levels Allah Ta'ala has given, many high grade rewards for the reason that via this dhikr, with this dhikr, all ibadat that we do with Allah Ta'ala's permission, the faraid we do, the compulsory actions we do, and any other actions we do, this dhikr takes those worship actions to the height or to the level of acceptance. For example, you pray salah. One is salah that is prayed in parallel with doing dhikr, and one is salah that you pray when you don't do dhikr. So all ibadat, if you take as a similar example, whichever ibadat, salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, if you do ibadat in parallel with doing dhikr in your life, then that ibadat, those worship actions, they increase in their status to the status of acceptance. They get so high in level that Allah Ta'ala more readily accepts those worship actions, those deeds. Why? The reason is that when a person does dhikr in his heart, then inside his heart, that special quality, unique qualities are developed, which then transform the physical worship deeds to acceptance. They are devoid of impurities, become pure. There's no showing off, no takabbur, no pride, no doing for the sake of something else. All of the impurities and dirty things are extracted, and it becomes pure salah, pure prostration in the presence of Allah. With the dhikr of Allah, with Allah's remembrance, this is how a person's deeds result, and he attains that level. And that's why dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart, is the main dhikr. Now these kalamat we recite prior is called khatam khwajgan. Khatam khwajgan. And we recite these verses, these kalimat, for ithal thawab, in order to recite. And so first of all, before we do dhikr qalbi, we do ithal thawab. In others, we recite these verses and request Allah to transfer the thawab, the reward, assign the reward to the awliya Allah, due to whom we have learnt and attained the ability to do the dhikr of Allah. So that's why we call it khatam khwajgan, the litany of the khwajgan, those mashaykh, those pious elders, predecessors who are the heads of this Naqshbandi order. So we recite these verses, we request Allah to do ithal thawab, to assign the reward of this dhikr to our mashaykh, to our pious elders. And this is the tariqah. When we sit down, whenever you sit down to do dhikr, first of all we recite and ask Allah Ta'ala to assign the reward to their pious souls. Why? Because we know that thawab does arrive, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala does assign the thawab definitely Allah Ta'ala delivers the thawab to their ruhs, to their souls, due to which their ranks are increased, their status increased. Then from their direction dua also comes. So when, first and foremost, when we start dhikr, when you do dhikr on your own, in isolation, or when you do dhikr collectively, then this is the tariqah of collective dhikr, is that the sheikh, he, first and foremost, upon the souls of our pious predecessors, he asked Allah to send the ithali thawab to their souls. And dhikr khatam khwajgan is done collectively in the company of a sheikh. Because this is not the dhikr that the salik, the student, comes to the sheikh to learn this dhikr. This is not individual dhikr. This is ithali dhikr. Islahi dhikr. Dhikr for rectification is the dhikr that the sheikh prescribes to the individual student, which is the main dhikr, which is qalbi dhikr for the student to do. Yes? So what the salik should do, this is just dhikr that you are doing with your sheikh for isali thawab, to send the thawab to the pious beings. But on your own, you don't do this dhikr. Rather, all your time, the sabak, the lesson that your teacher has given to you, you have to spend time on that. Because all of promotion and progress for the student is based on doing the dhikr he's been prescribed by his teacher, qalbi dhikr. And qalbi dhikr is the specific quality, a special dhikr of the Naqshbandi order. And it's given by the teacher to the student. That's why I stated that when a person does this dhikr of qalb, silent dhikr in the heart, one moment of silent dhikr is better than 70 years of worship. So a person, if he sits for minutes and hours, imagine the reward he attains. Imagine the reward that he attains. There are many hadith about a person, the fadail of qalbi dhikr. Anyway, because khatam khwajgan, the litany for the repetition of the verses for the mashaykh, this is ithali thawab dhikr. Many people think, oh, I should also do this dhikr amount of time, I should do tasbihat of this. No, this dhikr is for ithal, for us to collectively recite it and ask Allah Ta'ala to send the reward to the pious souls. But the real dhikr, the genuine dhikr that you need to do, is the dhikr you're given by your teacher on your heart, the sheikh, when he seats the student in front of him, the males, and whatever latifa, whichever lesson he puts his finger on and he pays attention to that part, the body, and then that dhikr is made alive in that part of his body. And the women folk behind the parda, the sheikh pays attention, and due to his attention, the dhikr starts. And we say, why doesn't he put the finger? Why, he's only paid attention. Obviously, Allah Ta'ala has made both male and female different. The woman is soft, and quality is soft compared to male. Her body is soft and it's not firm. If you take the hand of a man or hand of a woman, the men, their hand is solid and hard, and the body of the woman is also soft. And the twajjah of the sheikh, it has an effect on the woman. Doesn't matter how far she is, but the man, he's firm, he is rough, and so he physically is given the dhikr by the teacher. So this is the tariqah of the silsila, of the order. So, this is the main dhikr of the heart that the teacher prescribed. Don't think these kalamats, yeah, they're great kalamats, great verses that we recite, khatam khwajgan, Quranic verses, but you are not attaining your objective of purification. You'll attain your objective by the dhikr that your teacher has prescribed to you, the great dhikr, which is dhikr-e qalbi. So every moment you pass during the day, man or woman, you should be paying attention to dhikr-e qalbi, dhikr of the heart, the silent dhikr. That's where you should spend more time. More time. The more you do maraqaba, more you do silent dhikr, yes, then the thawab will also be great and vast, as I've said. That one moment in remembering Allah is greater than 70 years of worship, physical, just by 1 second, one moment of silent dhikr. And the fadail are like this, because this dhikr, when you do dhikr of the heart, due to this, an individual's spiritual diseases, and spiritual diseases, all of them are attached to the heart. Take out pride or envy or hatred or malice against someone, or sadness, or wasawis, shaitan's attack on you. Within the heart, different emotions that stop a person doing good. Sometimes he has very bad thoughts, evil thoughts. Sometimes you don't feel like doing ibadah, you don't feel like practicing. All of this, the fountain of all of these emotions and conditions is the heart. As soon as you implement the cure, fortunate are those people who have learned this dhikr. Straight away close your eyes and focus on the heart and do dhikr qalbi. Two tariqas. Either you can do with the tasbih, the method that you've been prescribed, or close your eyes and go into maraqaba, focus on the heart. Automatically, slowly, keep on doing. Doesn't matter how much whispering comes and your heart's sad, you can't feel it, doesn't matter. Sit down with those emotions, because when a person, he doesn't feel like doing anything, he feels hollow and empty, there's no enjoyment in ibadah or tasbih or reading Quran, because the heart is hollow, empty. So a person should do this straight away. Close your eyes and take the tasbih or do silent dhikr of the heart, and then you will revive your condition and emotions, inshallah. So subhanAllah, this is the dhikr of the heart. The main dhikr of the student is the dhikr of the heart, which is qalbi dhikr, silent dhikr, maraqbah. This is what we should pay attention to. And then with this dhikr, all ibadat affected, all the ibadat that we do, they then follow the direction of acceptance. Allah Ta'ala accepts your ibadah then, because your ibadah will be wrapped in the dhikr of Allah, and the light of dhikr will be included. That's why I stated that salah that is done with dhikr, then that salah is greater than the salah done without dhikr. Whatever action you do with dhikr, it's greater than the actions you do without dhikr. Recitation of Qur'an, if you do with dhikr in parallel, is greater than the recitation done without dhikr. Yes? So every action is greater, because that action of dhikr in parallel with the deed, if you do the deed with the purity of the heart, then it gives elevation of the deed. So to change the condition of the heart, Whatever condition your heart is in, sadness, if you're down, whispering of shaitan, difficulty, problem, you don't feel like doing things, there's one cure of this, dhikr kalbi, dhikr of the heart. Those people who have not learned this, then immediately learn from a friend of Allah, sheikh, a teacher, this dhikr. Don't lose out. Those who have learned and don't understand its importance, they're the worst. They are big losers. Such a great ni'mal has given, and they're not taking advantage. Shaitan has tricked them, played games them, because this is not something that I'm meeting out, distributing. This is what Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And I'm explaining to you, one is dhikr of the tongue, one is dhikr of the heart. And dhikr of the heart is greater. So a person, you can call this qalbi dhikr, maraqabah, thinking in the heart. All these different names of the same one action. And I've given the example of that already. So if you do dhikr for a little while, just a moment, it's greater than 70 years of ibadah. Imagine the status of silent dhikr was in 70 years of worship. They'll be showing off lying and deceit. But if you do qalbi dhikr even for a moment, then you go and do ibadah, it will elevate it, make it better, increase its status, its quality. For this reason, it's stated that dhikr of Allah, it's the silent dhikr, wala dhikrullahi akbar, it is greater than all ibadah. All ibadah, and it's said for this reason. Some people say, what's this? How can it be greater than Quran and Salah? Salah is this and that and Hajj, and you're saying dhikrullah is greater. Then Quran is saying this. It's not me saying it, but you don't understand. That's why Allah Ta'ala said it's greater. That's why it's greater. For this reason. Because our ibadat, dhikrullah makes it, your ibadat, greater. It increases the intensity of your ibadah, because it's attached to the heart. So we should focus on dhikr. So two things we understand is that Khatam Khwajgan, the verses we recite in the gathering of the sheikhs, sheikhs gathering in the company of the sheikh, that's the tariq. Whatever the sheikh does, we say loudly or silently, or he uses date seeds as counting method, then that's fine. We can do that. So whatever and however the sheikh does it, we follow that. There's no specific method that how should you recite. Yeah? So, for example, you could put date stones or different stones or pebbles, and as the sheikh recites, you recite. That's also a method. That's also a method that sheikh is speaking and you're reciting. And there's another tariqah that when, for example, you can do it loudly, you get ithar lithawab goes also. And other people who are gathered there, somebody, for example, if he recites out loud, the teacher, then other people, when they will hear this, and the sakina will go into their heart. And those who don't know dhikr-e-qalbi, then via this method of khatam khwajgan, they are brought to the dhikr-e-qalbi. But those who do dhikr-e-qalbi, for them, the importance of khatam khwajgan isn't as important or great as dhikr-e-qalbi. Remember this. Don't think that you take a tasbih on your own and start doing khatam khwajgan, lahu la wala quwwata illa billah. Oh, that, for example, if it's told to you to do that as a wazifa, the read la ilaha anta subhanaka, and you can all do this. Or recite ayat kareema, lahu la wala quwwata illa billah, etc. kalima. If the teacher prescribes this as a wazifa, the shaykh can say that for this difficulty, for this time, for that time, do this. Do khatam of this. That's a separate point, as an extra prescription of dhikr. But if we say, no, I'll do khatam khwajgan myself as well and recite the kalimat, there's no benefit for you in that. You will not attain your objective. How will you attain your objective? Through maraqaba. Silent dhikr in your heart. Allah, 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 Allah. To instill the name of Allah into the heart. That's where the benefit will come. So people should not be lazy with this. Spend more time in this, more effort in this. Work hard on this. Hours upon end, hours upon end. The tasbihat you've been told, do your tasbihat. Work hard as much as you can. Yes, there are many levels, there are many lataif, and everybody is given the lesson. Whatever lesson you've been given is mizad, to recite the name of Allah on your lessons, then do that in high quantity. Don't pay attention to limit or quantity. That's just a gift from your shaykh that we sit down, we recite these kalamat. But for example, we have a different, unique way of reciting with Allah's fadl. We recite like this, that people, then their passion and their interest increases. So we gather one together and we recite together. That's a different tariqah. But every shaykh has a different method. You can't say that you are doing wrong and he is correct. That's not the case. According to the conditions, the times, the method that the shaykh adopts, maybe we'll adopt another method at another time according to the people or the understanding. So nowadays we're doing it online. So we're not all reciting together. So when you recite, recite with passion along with your shaykh. Sit down, recite them with a good passion and desire, because these kalamat we are sending as ithalithwa. For example, reciting la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, direct the thawab of this is going to Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullah alayhi, because he's the head of this silsila. So when you send the ithalithwa of such a great kalima, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, what a great kalima verse and the thawab for this. That this is the door to paradise. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the door to paradise. This is the treasure of paradise. 99 illnesses are cured via this kalima. Great kalima. And then we are reciting this to present this as ithali thawab for Allah Ta'ala to assign the reward to our mashayikh. So all of the thawab Allah that we're reciting should go to who? As a Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullah alayhi. Why? Because when we will do dhikr qalbi Allah, then his teachings and the light from his teachings will splash onto our hearts. The fuyuz, the blessings from his teachings will come to our hearts. So that's why we do dhikr qalbi at the end. All the mashayikh, the dhikr we do, we send the ithali thawab to him. All of the noor and the good effects from them will come into our heart. Yes? So if we think that for Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani that we recite a verse for him, send the reward to him, then Hazrat Khwaja Naqshband Rahmat we recite for him, then Hazrat Khwaja Baqi Billah Rahmat, Hazrat Mujaddad Afthani Rahmat, Hazrat Khwaja Masoom we recite for him, all great sheikhs we recite verses and ask Allah to send the reward for them, and then Hazrat Ali Murtada Rahmatullah Alayhi. And when we ask Allah to assign the reward to him, then so much great effects, good effects of our pious mashayikh, due to the ithal thawab that we send to them. So when we do dhikr on the heart, all of the noor and the great effects of spiritually will come into the, Allah Ta'ala says, then the, all their fuyuz and their blessings come. So in reality, these kalimat that we recite and ask Allah to send the reward to them so that we can get du'as from the pious witnesses, so that our dhikr can become good, so that Allah Ta'ala's great, the effects of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr can come into our, the more with the love and passion you recite khatam khwajgan and ask Allah to send the reward to them, because that's what we do for those who have deceased, remember. Our mother, father, sister, brother, relatives, when they passed away, they are waiting. They're waiting that my son, what is he sending for me? What's my daughter sending for me? We forget them, don't we? We think our end of story, they've died. The real son is he. The real daughter is she. The real relative is he. Who after the person dies, he doesn't forget that person. He doesn't forget that person. Yes, how can, for example, if he's gone from in front of your eyes, then you think that your relationship with that person's ended? That love is ended? Allah said, no, it's lazim, essential. Mahazrat Sahib mashallah, a statement of his, I remember that he said, remember, remember that never detach me from ithali thawab actions. Always after salah, send the reward of your salah to me. Ithali thawab, great wealth. A person who's died, he's left this world, he can't do deeds, can he? But when his murid, his student, sends the reward to him, it's lazim, essential for the student to do this. It's not that. Then the sheikh's fares comes to the student. The light and the fares of the sheikh comes to his heart. And subhanallah, that we yearn for Allah's glory and majesty for us to identify that in heart. Allah Ta'ala says that when we send ithali thawab to our mashayikh, then the tawajjuh and attention will come from the sheikh and your heart will be full of nur. Then Allah Ta'ala's glory and status and majesty, then it descends into our heart. That feeling, that emotion, that appreciation, the dhikr we're doing is for this, isn't it? We close our eyes, we do dhikr on the heart, we recite Allah's name. Why do we do that? Because we want to appreciate and absorb Allah Ta'ala's power and glory and majesty and his status. We want to feel that and appreciate. This is the achievement of Naqshbandi. Allah has given that power, the mashayikh, to our pious predecessors. This is a unique silsala. Allah has given the strength to the mashayikh. Subhanallah, it's a great order and a great effect starts to take place spiritually for the human being, for the student. So recite from the depth. I'm hopeful that you understand what I'm saying. So there are various points. The points I've explained to you, alhamdulillah, various points. Because morning and evening we do dhikr, and mashallah, some people sit, and women folk sit, and the brothers sit. So to explain to you, there are two types of dhikr. So that if the dhikr qalbi, the silent dhikr of the heart, you should have a passion and a desire to learn it and implement it. Women folk also, it's easy for the women folk, mashallah, that in the on the phone their heart will become alive. Behind the veils, their attention is paid and it has an effect on them because they're soft and tender. But for the men folk, they need to be in front, and the fingers put onto that person's latifa lesson, and then his heart becomes alive to the dhikr. So two things: khatam khwajgan, this is ithal dhikr, great status. We recite the verses, ask Allah to assign the reward to our pious predecessors, and this assists our dhikr, helps our dhikr to get Allah Ta'ala's glory and his majesty. So that if we go, Allah said that you are not very appreciative, that you never remembered your sheikh and your teachers, and you're coming to me to ask, I gave you the deen via my walis, and you never sent any reward for them, and you remain selfish. Give them some hadiyah, give them a gift. Subhanallah. So this is called hadiyah. So like in the life, you give gift to a pious person, there's a gift for you, a gift for you. In the same way, this is the method of giving hadiyah. Yes, some people, they give hadiyah in weird ways, different ways. Some people send, there's no name on that gift, and there's no address, and they just throw it. That's a very extreme disrespect against the manners, etiquettes. Whenever you want to give somebody a gift, for example, your auntie, your friend, you want to gift somebody, hey, I'm giving a gift, and if you don't write the name on there, then it would be like ignorance, isn't it? Yeah, it's ignorance, isn't it? Definitely, you need to, for example, if you're presenting a gift to somebody, a friend or to a relative, you're presenting something, then your name should be on there. For example, it's from you. Yeah, at least there should be a name there, so they realize that this person has given this gift. Some people, they do. As a formality, the gift is arriving or they're giving something of something, anything, in any form or any way. Person gives, for example, I'm giving someone fruit, giving something like water, whatever you're giving to somebody, then after that, at least that person realize who has given this, where it's come from, where's it come from. But nowadays there's a fashion, for example, present the gift, there's no name there, write a letter sometimes, and underneath that there's no name. Don't know who's written this letter, who's this person, which person is it. So how will that thawab come to that person? How will you do dua for that person? Tell me. So it's obvious that if you want to present gift to someone, for example, I give you something, or I want to give a friend a gift, it's fard that he does dua for you after that, he appreciates the favor, I'm grateful to you. That's the best way. If someone gives you a gift, you do dua for that person, Allah gives blessings to that person then who gave the gift. Barakallah feek. May Allah Ta'ala give you barakah and blessings. It becomes a dua. But when you don't put your name there, you don't know who's come from, and there's no adab, no etiquette, then how will your friend give you dua? Yes, it will become a headache for that person. Then who's this person? Is he a friend, enemy? Is he a trick? What's he want to do? So for example, just a point that came in between. So this hadiyah, this gift that we send as ithaliyah thawab to the pious predecessors, this goes by name, that this shaykh is there and his murids are with him. They all collectively to these pious shaykhs in the silsila, and we recited all these verses. And the thawab for this is arriving to our pious shaykhs, and they know that which shaykh's there, which murid, and then the tawajjuh comes and it turns to that shaykh and his student. Such tawajjuh and attention, the anwarat on their hearts, they increase, and so much light and noors into the deed that subhanAllah, for the reason why we sat here to do dhikr, that Allah Ta'ala's attention, suddenly Allah Ta'ala's attention comes to that group, to that those people who are doing the dhikr of Allah, subhanAllah. So remember that a favor should be returned with a favor. We should never forget the favors of our pious predecessors. Never. So anyway, maybe you will have understood what I've said, what came into my heart. I thought I'd share that with regards to this dhikr that we do so that I can explain in detail. But the real dhikr is the dhikr of the heart. And with dhikr of the heart, true success comes. Through dhikr of the heart comes Allah's nearness. Through dhikr of the heart, you'll attain piety. Through dhikr of the heart, your akhirah levels will increase. Through dhikr of the heart, all the virtues of dhikr, all the fadail and the virtues that you hear, all of those are due to dhikr-e-qalbi, dhikr of the heart. No, khatam khwajgan. Khatam khwajgan, the fadail are separate, different. But it's not the virtues of dhikr that we know. For us, it's dhikr-e-qalbi, dhikr-heart. This dhikr that we do, khatam khwajgan, is for ithal thawab, to send the thawab to our pious elders. It's a, on individually, on your own personally, there's no point of you doing it because you're not with your teacher. And its method is different. One is loud. The shaykh recites, he seats his students and he recites out loud and he tells them to follow after him. There's different ways. So my tariqah is a little bit, as you know, mashallah, is good. Everybody likes it. Everybody rejoices with the kalamat. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the understanding of this. And this is the real thing we need to understand, that we need to regularly, firmly and steadfastly do dhikr of the heart. Those who have not learned, the women folk, the men, learn dhikr of the heart. It's a great action. One moment of silent dhikr in the heart, to sit for one moment in dhikr-e-qalbi, dhikr of the heart, is greater than 70 years of worship. You see how much thawab you'll attain by even 5 minutes if you do dhikr of the heart. You cannot imagine the reward you will attain. You cannot imagine. So it's not just reward, alhamdulillah. Thousands of diseases, illnesses, difficulties, worries, jinnat and magic, everything evaporates due to this dhikr. So your intention should be correct and your earnings should be halal. You should be saving yourself from sins. You should be having, you should have love for and implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah. Then this dhikr is nur ala nur. That's the benefit. The more benefit you'll get. Your earnings should be halal. That's the most important thing. After that, you should be preventing sins, leaving sins, kabira, sagira. Number three, Rasulullah's life. According to that, your life should be, your lifestyle. Number four, all the faraid, you should protect them. And with these four things, if a person does dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart, subhanallah, then he will be flying in the air. That's why I stated about this dhikr. Allah's Nabi said that if you do dhikr in this way, even if you sit down on the bed and do this, then you will enter into paradise laughing. That's the meaning of this dhikr. That's the dhikr. In all these qualities should be there, preconditioned. And about this dhikr, Allah's Nabi said in the hadith that these will be the people who progress the most. The Sahaba Ikram said, who are those people who have progressed the most? Rasulullah said, those who do the dhikr of Allah, who do the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah, they're occupied in the dhikr of Allah, always. Always occupied in the dhikr of Allah. So that's how great this dhikr is. In the hereafter, who will be the people who get the greatest results? Those who do dhikr-e-qalbi, how? Alhamdulillah. The way I've just explained to you. With those conditions, your earning should be halal. Your earning, your rizq should be halal. You should be protecting the faraid actions. You should be leaving the sins, saving yourself from sin, trying to stave off the sins. They may have occurred, but you stave off the sins. And after that, you do maraqba. And also follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. These four preconditions, if you adopt these and then you do dhikr of the heart, then and thereafter your maqam will be such that you will be from the progressed, the people who've progressed beyond everybody else. And the results will be the greatest, those who did dhikr qalbi with these preconditions. That's it. That's it. So inshallah, we should work hard and make effort. I will work hard. I'm very lazy. I say a lot, and I discuss with you, but I'm very lazy myself, so do dua for me, supplicate for me, and I'll do dua for you, inshallah. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Now we'll do dhikr. First, what dhikr will we do together? Khatam khwaj gan. Why are we doing this? So we can send ithali thawab to the mashayikh. Why are we sending thawab to them? So that their focus and their duas can be on our hearts. When their tawajjuh, their attention and focus comes towards their duas, soon as they get the thawab, then they'll do dua for us. Then all of the blessings will come to us. The moment we'll do Allah, Allah on our hearts, then Allah's glory and majesty and splendor, all of the nur, all the light will come into our heart. Allahu Akbar.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi yazwaji ummahatil mu'minin azwajatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala ibrahim wa ala ali ibrahim innaka hamidum majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala ibrahim wa ala ali ibrahim innaka hamidum majid. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa azlana wa jaddana wa khatwana wa dana kulla salik. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما سررت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت. اللهم ربنا اعطنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشد وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنه المعنى والعرج يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم نسالك العفو والعافيه لما فات في الدين والدنيا والدين. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في امور كلها وجنا من خزي الدنيا وصعب الاخر. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والاخره. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والاخره. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والاخره. اللهم بارك لنا سبعنا ابصارنا قلوبنا ازواجنا وزرياتنا تب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انا نسالك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا شفاء من كل داء شفاء من كل داء والشفاء من كل داء والشفاء يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله ما لنا حكم فرض. يا الله تو مر چھپے کلی کو جاننے والا. یا اللہ تو ہماری نازک کے عبور فرما دے. یا اللہ تو ہماری ضرورتوں کو جانتا ہے. یا اللہ تو ہماری حاجتوں کو جانتا ہے. یا اللہ تو پہ فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے. اے اللہ اللہ ہم تم سے ایسا ایمان مانتے ہیں جو ہمارے دل میں رچ بچ جائے. یا اللہ ایسا ایمان جو ہمارے دل میں رچ بچ جائے. یا کریم ایسا سچا یقین عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ ایسا سچا یقین عطا فرما دے کہ مجھے یقین آ جائے کہ جو مجھ کو تم نے دینا ہے میرے گھر آؤ مجھ کر پہنچ کر ہی رہے گا. یا اللہ تیرے اس پر مجھے پکا یقین ہو جائے کہ جو کچھ مجھے پہنچنا ہے وہ پہنچ کر ہی رہے گا. اور جو تو نے میرے مقدر میں لکھ دیا میرے مولا, یا اللہ جو تقدر میں مقدر رکھ دیا میرے مولا, یا اللہ جو بھی کچھ میرے تو نے مقدر میں رکھ دیا ہے کریم, یا اللہ وہ تو مجھے عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ جو بھی میرے مقدر میں لکھا ہے وہ تو مجھے عطا فرما دے, اور تو مجھے اس پہ رضامندی عطا فرما. یا اللہ مجھے اس پہ رضامندی عطا فرما. جو بھی تو نے میرے مقدر میں لکھ دیا ہے, تیری تقدیر میں لکھا ہے میرے مولا, اس پہ رضامندی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اپنے فضل کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ نور ارچہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ ازواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.